With less than 3 weeks to go until November 3rd, the pandemic continues to complicate the election. Senator and vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris has suspended travel plans through Sunday after two people close to her tested positive for COVID-19. Meanwhile, President Trump is holding a rally today in Greenville, North Carolina. Early voting starts today in that state. Trump won North Carolina in 2016, but is trailing in the polls this year.
And while Joe Biden is leading in national polls, his campaign is behind by at least one metric in some key states: voter registration. Republicans have registered more voters than Democrats since the primary elections earlier this year in places like North Carolina, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Let's bring in David Wasserman for more on this. He's House editor for the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. Dave, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And I mentioned Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Tell me more. Where are Republicans leading in these new voter registration numbers, and by how much?
Well, roughly since the primaries, Republicans have outregistered Democrats in these three states, plus Arizona, 445,000 to 224,000. And what that says is that not only is voter registration a ray of hope for Republicans, we're seeing registrants down across the board since 2016. Democrats in particular are having a harder time registering their traditional base of support, college students. It's harder to hold in-person registration campaigns. It's also been a lopsided ground effort because Republicans in the Trump campaign have engaged in door knocking, whereas the Biden campaign, for the most part, has banned in-person contact in the pandemic.
Mm. Well, this might surprise a lot of people to see this data, because we've been hearing about potentially record-breaking turnout this year. We've seen incredibly long lines at the polls already for people who are voting early. And we've also seen Joe Biden leading consistently in the national polls.
That's right. And look, this is a drop in the bucket compared to Biden's lead in the national polls. So it's not as if a Republican voter registration edge is somehow going to overwhelm the margin we're seeing in surveys for Biden nationally. But voter registration is a difficult metric to interpret because for many years in states such as Pennsylvania and Florida and North Carolina, we've seen Democrats' registration advantage narrow. And that's in part the result of older conservative Democrats who we might think of as Dixiecrats in Florida, but also blue dog Democrats in Pennsylvania. They're exiting the electorate, or they have voted for Trump in 2016, but are formally switching their registration to Republican. But also a number of young voters who are turning 18 and registering to vote for the first time, they dislike Trump and for the most part are voting for Biden this year. But increasingly, young voters are registering as unaffiliated or independent. And so that has the effect of narrowing Democrats' historical registration advantage without necessarily giving Trump new votes.
Now, I hear you saying that this is just a drop in the bucket for Joe Biden's overall lead in the polls, but I'm also looking at states like Florida and even Pennsylvania, which could be incredibly close this year, where that margin might actually matter.
That's true. And look, these states could be highly competitive by Election Day. It's possible that this race could tighten back up, in which case the small changes around the margins could matter a great deal. Look, we're going to need to be careful about interpreting data on early voting and mail ballot returns that looks awfully good for Democrats, because Republicans do have an advantage when it comes to the Election Day vote. And we're going to see a record polarization between Democrats who are turning out early and Republicans who are turning out on Election Day.
Yeah. Before I let you go, David, as one of the top election forecasters in the country, really, what other trends are you watching for in the final weeks of this election?
In particular, we're watching two demographic groups who are underperforming for the president right now. Joe Biden has expanded his lead in recent weeks by diminishing Trump's strength with seniors and with blue-collar white women who are not evangelicals. As the focus has shifted back to COVID, the president's numbers with 65-plus voters have really tanked. In the average of final polls in 2016, Trump was leading among seniors 49 to 44. In polls this September, Biden was leading seniors 51-46. Today, on average, he's leading seniors 54-43. Among blue-collar white women, the shift in the focus back to Roe v. Wade and the Affordable Care Act has noticeably hurt Trump and Republicans. That is critical in the battleground states, because who votes in Florida and Arizona? Seniors, of course. Who votes in the upper Midwest? Well, a higher than average rate of blue-collar women.
That's David Wasserman, House Editor for the Cook Political Report. David, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.